One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here with us. Got a live program from the King's Gate Inn right here in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We are continuing our festival. It began our new experience in a new location, and we're a little bit behind on the mail. Please forgive me for that, but we will get caught up here just in maybe a couple of weeks. We should be able to start back on our regular mailing habits. So just keep it in mind that we are thinking about you. Give us some grace, and we'll be right back. Tonight, live from the King's Gate Inn, we've got part one of Adam was not the first man. We're going to get right into the program. Now, if you believe the things that you hear, the world has adopted the Bible as its own, the world. And yet the Bible is replete with statements like, you only have I chosen. You are my people. If my people, which are called by my name. You see, the world wants a god. They don't care. Just something to worship. Cain wanted a god. But, ladies and gentlemen, we know that Cain was not of Yahweh. We know that. We know that Cain became a great builder of cities. We know that. Now, where did he get the association of things that he got from the surrounding areas? Where did he get his wife? We're going to try to get into some of those questions. And we understand that the great majority of the cultivated plants of the world trace their origin to Asia. Now, let me really tell you something right here. This is a little nugget that you can catch and put in your treasure bag and carry it around for thought process. You might have to put it up on the shelf a while, but from time to time, take it down, and for what it's worth, remember that I just said the great majority of the cultivated plants of the world trace their origin to Asia. And out of 640 most important cultivated plants, 500 of those 640 originated in southern Asia. Now, let's look at the word cane. The word cane is Strong's number 7013 of an Oriental Southern Asia place. And the Bible says, now listen to this. This is what I want you to see. Cain was a tiller of the ground. Have you thought about that? Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now, notice this. His brother was a sheep herder. Now, isn't that strange? Abel was a sheep herder. That means that he kept flocks. He wasn't a cultivated, he didn't have any cultivating ability. He was a sheep herder. Something that has already been made with its genetics from someone else. Plants, cultivated plants in botany, has a great scientific purpose. Just like today, the spraying of our skies is in disguise. Everybody thinks that those are contrails that are being sprayed. Today down here around Sweetwater, Tennessee, man, they have really intensified their spraying for some reason. Guess what? If the suggested purpose of their spraying that we talked about a couple of months ago was in relationship to the cultivated plants, then we know why today that the great cane, the cultivation knowledge, is still being carried on. Now, let's go to Monsanto. This is a large, very large concern of a group of people banded together for a purpose, to control the seeds of the world for the reason of dominating. If someone has the ability to cultivate plants, and we can trace that back to southern Asia, out of the 500 original heirloom seed plants, we have only 140 of those given to some other species of people. We know that Cain was a tiller of the ground. That means the ground yielded to him. Now, why is it that the earth quit yielding to Cain? Why did he lose his ability, or at least we think he lost his ability? Maybe, just maybe, he hasn't lost his ability to cultivate the ground. Now, we know that the earth would not yield its full potential because of sin. Something in the past has basically interrupted the agricultural and those correlating seeds that are to be cultivated. There is a special species that knows at least 500 originated from this area where Cain went east into the Orient, southern Asia. Now keep this in mind. Cain, color of the ground. He went east, and there, in the centers of Asia Minor, we have the remarkable number of species of wheat that are resistant to different diseases. Now, let me tell you something that Monsanto is up to that we believe in the sky. One of the theories, now listen to this theory. This wasn't my original theory. This came from the one that wrote the book, Jekyll Island. He presented a theory that the skies are being saturated with certain chemical additives that would be detrimental to the heirloom seeds that we are planting to grow our own food for the purpose of controlling cultivated plants. Now, isn't that strange? And here we find something that's very seldom spoke about, is that Cain was a tiller of the ground. We forget that. Now, this talent to cultivate plants out of their original, whether it's heirloom or whether it is manufactured, to represent seeds that are resistant to different areas or for different purposes or for controlling purposes. For instance, I'll give you an example. Today, we know that most gardens were Adam. If we go back to Adam to the garden, this thing began to be a genetic altered cultivated system, both of genetics and the seeds to supply food for those who are in the earth through genetics. Now, was Adam, was he the originator of all the genetics in the earth? The answer, ladies and gentlemen, for the purpose of defending the word, or not offending the word in this case, because most people believe that the Bible says that Adam was first man, that everything sprang from Adam and Eve. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just not so. We know that the earth was chaotic, void, and in a disruptive, fallen state prior to Adam. Now, the fact that Adam is to replenish a certain species that I believe, just like the time of Noah, if we trace Noah, a descendant son of Adam, through the lineage of Adam, where did Adam and his children, we know that Adam was supplied a wife from the heavenlies. We cannot read anywhere that there's any more females on the earth that are supplied for man's procreation from heaven. Eve was a being that was in heaven. Adam missed her. He must have been an original seed, if you will. And the cultivation process to reproduce didn't come about until Adam was here among the other, the ability to bring forth from the ground, a tiller, someone to till the ground. Now, we know that Adam is not in the six-day creation. You can't read that Adam was there. We know that the process of time over, if we take one day of 1,000 years, let's say, or we can go to a solar process of time, 1 year, 1 solar year, would be literally millions of years. is the Earth much older than what we originally have been led to believe? Now, I know that in the biblical reckoning, we go back to Adam as a 6,000 years ago man. Now, it could be that Adam could be 60,000 years old. Or he could be 120,000 years old. Or older. He could be literally millions of years old. However, the Bible indicates that he is less than 6,000 years ago when he came into being. By doing the genealogy downline search, we find something very amazing here when we are talking about the family. In Genesis 4 and 2, we have Adam and Eve and Abel and Cain. Now, Cain's talents was to till the ground. I want to emphasize that. We have lost sight that Cain had a unique ability to till the ground. Abel was a keeper of the sheep. Now, Genesis 2:15 says, "And Yahweh brought the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." Now, we always have a tendency to think of plants and say like a grower of the ground. But that wasn't Adam's talent. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. And just so happens that the great majority of the cultivated plants of the world trace their origin to Asia. We have then, in southern Asia alone, we've established, as I have said, that there are over 500 originated plants that come out of southern Asia. Then we find Cain going east to southern Asia, and there he married a wife or wives. And there he became a tiller of the ground. Nothing is ever said about this. Because we know a certain species of people today that can't grow anything out of the ground. Now, these people are entirely different than Cain seed. Now, Cain seed is amazingly resilient and brilliant because they type from a certain species of a certain person who was quite capable of inventing, if you will, the majority of the cultivated plants. Wherever he went, he manufactured, or from southern Asia, we have these cultivated plants originating in the region of southwestern Asia. A lot of these plants came from a tiller of the ground, Cain. Now we have the Khazars, who can't grow. They couldn't grow a plant if it was fertilized and everything perfect in condition. They can't grow anything. They depend. These are entirely a different species of people, the Khazars. Now, we know they're Asiatic, but they are mixed with a bloodline that doesn't have the ability to be a tiller of the ground. For that purpose, they're not. But Cain was uniquely purposed to be a tiller of the ground. Here we find today, again, as I have said, look up. Look up where you live. Look at the lingering chemtrails that are above your head. They spread, and they do this right before a front. And when it rains these chemicals, whatever's in it, we know it's aluminum and barium and other items that are analyzed in the trails, the chemtrails. And these wash into the earth. Pretty soon, it is reported by Mr. Edwards, the one that wrote the book of Jekyll Island, concerning these Khazaric Tanite mixtures that are parasitic. On one side, they are blood-sucking varmints that really, literally live on interest created out of the magic. These are very intelligent people. They earn their keep by the red shill. There is a faction of these people who are adapted, or they have great knowledge of the earth and how to control it, that they can bring these chemicals and wash them down into the earth from above. They figured out a way to do this. And its theory projected is that it is to poison the earth, that only a modified genetic seed is going to sprout in the earth. So therefore, people that are planting today getting less for their yield, less and less and less, for the purpose of these controllers of the seeds of the earth, going back to the initial warfare, when Cain brought his offering from the ground. Now listen to me well. When he brought his offering, he wanted to worship. He brought his expertise to Yahweh. He showed him things that he could develop through genetic manipulation, seeds of origination from this area. He brought all of these plants to Yahweh, and Yahweh rejected and accepted Abel's offer because it had a blood revelation for something that happened prior to them coming up on the earth. Now, Adam 1 and Adam 2, we know the first Adam was of the earth earthly. Now, let's go back and review. Was Adam from the earth, or was he from the heavens? Is there actually two Adams that we're dealing with here? Is there an inward Adam and an outward Adam? Is the outward Adam, is he polluted by coming through a womb that was tainted? And we have what is called a telegamy, or the remembrance of that polluted womb. Just like today, the earth is being polluted by a certain people who have the ability to control what is killed from the ground. When they have complete control, then only their seeds, which has been specifically controlled in genetic manipulation, the Bible repeatedly says that Adam and his offspring were from a different area of the heavens than was Cain, a separation. Now, from the fallen state, Cain got his inspiration and got his talents through someone other than Yahweh. Yahweh is here to judge the fruit. Now, the fruit tree inspector is saying either make the fruit good or the fruit corrupt. In this case, Cain, a tiller of the ground, is now making the ground only yield to it, or to himself. Therefore, controlling the flow of food, thereby controlling the people of the earth. Because if you don't eat, you don't live. Therefore, they could eventually control who lives and who dies by the fact that only they can become tillers of the ground, as was Cain. Now, it's been reported, and I don't know how true it is, that certain places, very popular retail stores, need I say any more, they are the largest corporation in the world, that these centers are set up specifically to control the food things that come from the earth. And that they are designed specifically to become food distribution centers in the time of trouble. Well, now we know that there's a time of trouble coming, but that trouble is identified not as Cain's trouble. He's going to be eating, drinking, and being merry prior to the coming. And that the time of trouble is for Jacob. Jacob shall go through a time of trouble. Has that time happened right now through the ability of the tiller of the ground? Do wise men, have they figured out a way to control the earth through injecting the earth with a special chemical that only a seed manufactured, originated in them or into their labs, modified genetically, to be put into the earth, and is it specifically modified to attack a certain genetic bloodline in the earth as those who are the keepers of the sheep? Now remember, the sheep, they eat the grass. And the tillers of the ground are those who modify the grass and the seeds that grow the grass. Pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, it's no doubt with their ability to achieve total dominion over the sons of Jacob. Isn't that what the prophecy that Isaac, the father, promised to Esau and to the Asiatic hordes that were to become the offspring of Cain? 7013, Strong's number, a being from an Oriental tribe. The cultivated majority of plants from the world trace their origin to this very region where Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now, he also had other talents. He could build great cities very quickly. Now, who did he have, other than if you accept the theory that Cain and Abel were the only two offspring living in the earth? Where and to whom and for what purpose was it that Cain went east to a place and there had become a builder? He was also very talented in music. I wonder where he got this ability. The book of Jasher states that Satan has all of these characteristics. First of all, he was very wise. Somebody that can figure out a way to bring the original seeds to their knees in modification in genetics and then been replaced in an earth that's been chemically change the balance of the earth and the soil that is producing food, that only the seeds that these people, the tillers of the ground, have designed and modified to live in an environment where they have artificially created this environment where no heirloom seeds can grow. Only these genetic modified seeds can grow out of someone very wise. Satan was also a instrument of singing, praising, and making merry, eating, drinking, and making merry. These are the principles of the cunning craftsmen that they became. They became workers of metal in an earth where it was filled with someone prior to Adam and his seed who were located in the Tarim Basin, where we now believe that the flood came down upon this evil generation of Adamites, not the world now. Now remember, everybody thinks that the world's going to end with a disaster. We're going to hit an asteroid, or we're going to be bombed out, or we're going to have some kind of a catastrophic event to end the world. And that's not what the Bible says. The world is going to be doing just like it was in the days of Noah. Now, what came about was the wickedness and the sin of this perverted race of the tillers of the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, if Yahweh does not intervene, will there be any flesh of Jacob Israel, say, not the world? This Bible is not to the world, it's to a specific race of people, and it's quite well proven that Adam was an eight-day man. Now, this eight-day man happens to correlate, I just went over the calendar with Brother Steve, and he has a roughage of the calendar prints ready to go to print, just fine-tuning a little bit, 1-8-15-22. 1-8. After 1 comes 8. Now, at what time in from 1 to the 7 was there an Adam to till the ground? Question. Was there an Adam to till the ground? Now, remember, Adam is not a tiller of the ground. Nowhere does it state that Adam was a tiller of the ground. Was this garden environment a spiritual environment where the mind, the spiritual mind, produced great growth of the ability of faith alone? There is a lower level of the carnal mind, and we have Cain injected through the womb, and he comes out and he becomes a tiller of the ground. Genesis 4 and 2. I want you to think about that. Genesis 4 and 2, Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now, the sheep were here genetically made by someone, supposedly Yahweh himself. But what comes forth from the ground is not stated, other than we have someone to manipulate it. Now, original, if the seeds were made original, there is a process underway as of now. Right today, right above our head today, we've had great amounts of chemicals dumped into the air through chemtrails. This modification is going on right now to control what man eats or puts in his body, because the tiller of the ground is killing by genetically modifying a seed, and the only seed that will grow in this ground is this modified seed, and the original heirloom seed that Yahweh planted and left in Genesis 1:27 is no longer effective. Now we have an incidence of cancer. We have all types of cancer eating into the body. We have all types of lung diseases, respiratory illnesses. We have all kinds of attacks on our bone structure, changing the structure of man. He's more in a stooped, burdened, stressed mood. More and more people are practicing witchcraft, which is pharmakia, we are resorting to the devil's potion of things that were synthetically invented from the plants and the botany of Cain, who was a tiller of the ground. He had to know all of this. And these people are skilled, highly skilled, where the sons or the talents of those of Adam were a spiritual seed, who now in this earth being put out of the original garden, we now have to live in an environment, an unfriendly environment, I might say, in an environment that is controlled with genetics. In other words, manipulation of the plants. The plants were given in its original seed, and we know this. People today believe they can eat a salad and stay healthy. But did you know a vegetarian diet will end in disaster for you? There's a lot of reasons, and I'll give you a couple of those. Number one, that which comes from the ground being modified by those who are placing the seeds in the ground in bulk comes from a source that is not original. And the great majority of the cultivated plants of the world, tracing their origin to Asia, where Stones number 7013 Cain and his killers were hard at work then trying to invent certain things to control certain people. Now, Cain knows that he cannot overcome Adam. It's just like I was talking to a brother today. We were talking about the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew containing wheat and tares. If we specifically come down to wheat, the most remarkable of thing of my message tonight is related to the richness in numbers of species of wheat resistant to Denver disease. Now, if they can manufacture, genetically alter, and bring forth a wheat resistant to disease, can they also create and manufacture wheat that would only grow in certain chemical environment induced into the soil? And the answer is yes. We are under a genetic seed attack by the sons of Satan, the tillers of the ground, who know how to manipulate the ground, the earth, where the Adamites are not in their own environment. We're taken out of an environment which was the eighth day, and we're projected back to the sixth day people. We're now the eighth day Adam. Listen to me well here, because I'm fixing to give you a spiritual point here that you should put in your little treasure bag. The eighth day Adam and his offspring are not at home in a 6-day creation environment. Satan, the manipulator of the earth and its origination process, is now producing things to hasten the plight, the degenerate plight of Adam. We are now slowly turning into nothing but carnal pieces of flesh, as was the six-day man. He was carnal. The eighth-day man was spiritual, but our spiritual third eye, if the body is full of light, it has a single eye. That's the spirit man that Christ was telling us, that if we could only believe that we have a power over the six-day creation, and we don't have to abide under the curse that is upon the six-day people, the six-day a curse is not for Adam. The Bible said the earth was cursed for Adam's sake. Do you follow me here? There is a food that I'm telling you that Christ talked about. He said, I have food to eat of you know not of. Was it that spiritual eight-day manna that was reserved only for the eight-day created beings? Now, does Satan know how to attack that eight-day man, to weaken him, to bring him down to the carnal state, to be flesh? In the scripture, full of repeated saying that, are you not carnal? I would have you spiritual. Now, the laws that are designed by Yahweh specifically are not for the six-day man. He has no law. That law was for the eighth-day man. Now, remember, again, and Yahweh looked, and there was not a man to till the ground. We know that Adam was moved from his friendly environment. When the fall came, well, not by Adam. Adam was not deceived. But Eve, his half, joined forces with the evil six-day beings and thereby polluted, if you will, the womb, and let's use Eve as the mother of all living here. Now, what that means is she's not the mother of the dead. Just like Yahweh is not a god of the dead. He doesn't serve the dead, the uses of those who are corrupt and carnal and turned over to a reprobated mind. Yahweh and His blessings are for those who live. That's the eighth day, man. And yet we've fallen in disrepair. We've lost our power of the spiritual mind to create. Although we do have these unique abilities in us to bring this earth to a better state. What happens when we bring it to a better state? Just like America. America has now risen over the last 230 years of her existence. She became the most mightiest, blessed nation on earth. Able to feed the whole world. Who took that over? The six-day corrupt, carnal beings are now ruling America. The spiritual vision of America has ceased. The spirit-minded people, although they go up here to the bell boxes, they sit in dead with the dead. And what relationship does the six-day people have who are worshipers? Cain was a worshiper, a tiller of the ground. That means that the carnal mind, that there's no fertile growing process in the carnal mind, only diseased or modified seeds will grow in a diseased carnal mind. Just like today, now they are changing the earth and its structure. With Eve being the mother of all living, representing the womb of the earth, the fruit of the body, that she was the mother of the living and chose to become partakers of the dead. When she, with her hunger, her lust, her greed, seeing that it was to make one wise, she bought into the tiller of the ground, Satan. And he tilled her ground. And she became impregnated, germinated, if you will, with a seed that was terminally dead from the word go. Although it produced, Christ said, you are children of Cain. You're dead. You have no hope. You have no life. My message is not for you. Because I'm not a God of the dead. And so then the Bible is not written to all the world. The world has no claim to the Bible. Only the spirit-minded people, and Yahweh for the most part, will send the rest of these dead tillers of the ground, the carnal mind, he will send them a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. Well, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit speaking directly to a people of the faith of the eighth day who has, like on our calendar, that we were repeating one, that's Yahweh, began the action. On the eighth day, he finished his work and rested at the seventh day, and yet there was still not a man to till the ground. Now, when Adam was made, there was no need for a tilling of the ground. Adam knew everything about everything, and so then he had no need of being a tiller of the ground. But there was a subspecies waiting from the six-day creation, waiting to deceive the offspring or the weaker vessel as Eve came down, not aware that the promises of Satan, the carnal one, the tiller of the ground, that he was going to place in her womb a defiled, genetically modified, breaking from the origination and introducing death into the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now at the greatest point of extinction. The original Adam is now almost completely taken out of the eighth-day environment and pushed back into the sixth-day to mingle, the mingling of the seeds. Remember in the example of the book of Leviticus and Exodus, where we're not just supposed to mingle the seeds? Fast forward back up to Matthew chapter 13, where me and a brother were talking today about the tares and the wheat. You cannot tell when you're in a green field of wheat where they say that these species are resistant to diseases, just as Adam was placed in the wheat field as an origination, and Satan come along in a modification and enticed his offspring to mix and mingle with other seeds germinating in the field, just like we've got going on tonight. The origination of these seeds and the control of these seeds mean that Adam was a eighth-day man. Satan was a six-day man. The first Adam was of the earth earthly. The second Adam, that's that inward man now, looking at it from the mirror of the opposites here. At one time, Adam was a spirit then. But through telegamy, through Eve, through the fall, Satan mingled the seed in the field, and the field is the world. There is going to be, at some point, a stopping place, a woe year, an account time. Then Yahweh is going to come and sever out of the field, which is the world. He's going to pluck up all of the tares, or these mixed and mingled species seeds. He's going to take them out, destroy them, and now we will have back to the original eighth-day seed. Adam was an eighth-day seed. Remember, he rested, and there was not a man to till the ground. Now, everybody thinks that was Adam. Adam was not a tiller of the ground. But what he produced through the fall was that Satan jumped from the sixth day over to the eighth day to mingle his seed in the eighth day and to mingle and to mate with the true wheat to germinate and to spoil or to retard the mind of the ancient ones or the mighty ones and make them who actually were sons of Yah, make them fall to the level of Satan, and therefore Satan could cover himself in genetic form to look like the sons of Yah. So far, the problem is here that we have a lack of ability to understand exactly who's who and who in its best is something rather than what Yahweh would have dwelling among us. Well, my time is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. On part one, was Adam the origination seed? He was not. He was mingled from the word go. His seed mingled with the tares. Now we have a tared wheat or a modified source, and with the ability of Satan being a tiller of the ground, his offspring are very wise and crafty. Here, ladies and gentlemen, we now are at the mercy of those who control the seeds, where the earth will not yield, except that we yield through a seed control by the satanic people of the sixth day. There is a difference. Do not let anyone tell you that Cain was the only one when he wandered out to the east that he didn't find nobody. How is it that he went and married a wife? How is it that he built great cities? How is it that he had a unique ability to grow food from the earth? How is it now that he has turned that ability and wisdom into controlling and even killing by mingling or to germinate a subspecies into the earth through the wisdom of the serpent, the devil? Keep the faith. Don't deny his name. Don't be caught up in the rat race of the sixth day. If you're just an average, I love the world type of people. Oh yes, Cain wants to go to heaven. He's singing Yahweh's praises. He came and offered up the tilling of the ground, and Yahweh rejected because he knew it was mingled with the seeds of the sixth day. The sixth day people will not inherit with the eighth day people. The eighth day people are the rest people. The sixth day people don't have to labor. The sixth day people don't have to till the ground, or the eighth day, as opposed to the sixth day, and they have to modify it in such a way that and entice those of the eighth day to lower themselves to the sixth day or the sixth floor of this production, where that they can join Satan and serve him. And as he said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation of the north, and I will be like the Most High. And yet, though he find his way to heaven, he shall be cast down to hell. But you got my message, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to write me tonight, you can write, and my new address is, we're going to get into some real serious teaching here. We're taking it to another level. Just as soon, you're going to have to give me about a year probably, Yahweh willing, to get lined out here and get everything set. We're still actively trying to develop our sites here at the King's Gate Inn. We are being quite busy with certain projects that we've got planned, and we're carrying out. Some of the brothers and the elders have laid out a certain set of plans to develop our property and to carry it out. Post Office Box 568. Now that's our address. Sweetwater, Tennessee 378-74. That's Pastor Bud. study. This is all the addresses you'll need. Please make a note of it. Pastor Buddy, I need your help. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel, also downloading. Tonight, Brother Bob's on the road. He's recording us somewhere down in the great state of Arkansas. And we got Preston here training. Bob's training Preston to double check us here. He's going to be recording here at the Kingsgate Inn, and so we'll have two copies of guaranteed records. You can find us online. We'd like to mention this, and we'd very seldom mention it. You can find us online at One Yahweh. That's one, O-N-E, One Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, OneYahweh.com. That's all you need. You'll find every message that we've done for the last, I don't know, years, full of messages there, with these messages. And you can find that they're live recorded, and they're posted there. My brother Bob, he works hard at what he does, and he has these right up to date. This one will probably be up if we can get a good take on it. Some of them don't come out so good sometimes, but the ones that do, he puts up so that you can have in your safety of your own home and the quietness of your own home and the time that you choose to download these messages and listen to them. Call me at area code 423-259-0606. Now tomorrow night we'll be on the late call. I'll see you around the world at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern on the late night show, and we'll have part two of Adam. And your tithing, if you can, if you consider to tithe, Pastor Buddy, we need to grow. We need more tithing to help set up the projects, hopefully, next year. Now, we don't have a worship building, a place to worship. We already have this building purchased, waiting to be brought to the property and set up. And we got the PERC test permit today. And we have an appointment Thursday to perk the property and to set up or to begin to get ready. We're already planning on how to lay the footers for the foundation. Going to do some great work. And our water contact is right now in the making. We're going to get water to the property. For the first time, we're going to have public access to water. We're going to develop a RV center, and where you can park your RV and live in a comfort and come and stay with us, and study with us some. If we had some people that would like to come special times other than festival. At festival, we got specific guidelines. At other times, we write the rules into the contract as High Mighty Hitchup Company, Mighty One. We can study and progress, and maybe perhaps we could go into some deeper understanding. These things are hidden from the wise and prudent, revealed to those who are qualified as Hitchup Company. That's those Mighty Ones of the eighth day. I'll see you around the world. WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel tomorrow night at 11 Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless you.